Thank you for having me here today. I'm here to talk to you guys about construction lien lending and specifically mechanics liens and how they work. I've been practicing in the construction field for over 10 years. I spent the first part of my career actually representing subcontractors and suppliers and then switched over to the owner-developer-lender side. So it's interesting to give this talk from the owner-lender point of view because it is a very different speech to give than the one I would have given, say, 6 years ago. Lenders, why do you care about mechanics liens and how they work? You care about it because if you don't understand the Texas mechanics lien statute, which is incredibly complex, it's hard for you to understand how to protect yourself during the course of the project. We have lots of notices that go on throughout the course of a construction project, and if you don't understand what those notices are doing, sometimes you can't adequately protect yourself, your property, and your title. So first, let's talk about what's a mechanics lien. Well, it's a security interest in the title of the property for the benefit of the person that filed the lien who has supplied labor and materials to the property and has not been paid. Notice the definition doesn't say materials that were incorporated into the project. Mechanics liens in Texas, the statute favors subcontractors and suppliers. So this means if a subcontractor got an order from ABC Prime Contractor that says, hey, JJ's Carpet, I'm ordering carpet for my 123 construction project and designates it for that project, contractor goes and picks it up at JJ's. Let's say contractor never sends it to that project, sends it to another project. That doesn't matter for that subcontractor's lien rights. If the subcontractor can prove it was designated for a specific project, he can file a lien on it. That's a little tricky, and it really does confuse owners because they're like, I didn't get that. Why do I have a lien for it? Unfortunately, that's just the way the law is drafted, and that's part of how we need to pay attention to these interim notices to protect yourself.